Holyrood ministers had an extra £831 million to spend in the current financial year compared with earlier forecasts, largely thanks to a one-off boost from education spending south of the border. Legendary country music singer Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. Dolly Parton's legacy is one of love, compassion and resilience, her team says. The country icon sold more than 100 million records worldwide and wrote over 3,000 songs in a career that spanned six decades. Sir Paul McCartney said it's hard to imagine a world without Dolly. Oprah says we're all better because she was here. And Sir Elton John says Parton was unique and irreplaceable. From growing up in a dirty poor farm to stardom, no one did it like Dolly, writes the music correspondent Mark Savage for the BBC. That's you caught up. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM weather.
It'll be mainly dry, cloudy to start, but occasional bright or sunny breaks developing by day, the best of these through Moray. Cloud will return in the evening and the winds will be moderate easterlies, a maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
From mountain to sea, Mearns FM.
Morning and welcome. This is Mearns FM Business Spotlight. I'm Maxine Smith here with you this Wednesday. And let's not forget Ron. Thanks for a great breakfast show. Thanks for the introduction into Business Spotlight. And you gave us a free plug for another program that we're doing with with the Citizens Advice Bureau, so no worries there. But today I have someone else with me. Today is all about Business Gateway, and I'd like a quick intro and hello to my guest, Keith Smith. Keith, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Maxine. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And let's get something quite clear up front. We are not related, are we?
We are not, no. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
It's just too many Smiths.
There is too many.
Well, I will say I was McCallache before I became a Smith. I don't know how that happened. Oh, dear. So, Keith, you are the, let me get this right, growth startup and business advisor?
That is my job title, yes.
Excellent. So that covers a lot.
It does.
Which bodes us very well for today. Well, we've got a conversation about lots of things to do with, and fundamentally, this is really about supporting local economy, because within that, we have businesses, we have business people, we've got SMEs, we've got sole traders, and I'm losing my voice. There we go. So what we're going to do, Keith is going to be unpicking this with me, aren't we?
That is the plan.
Okay, and there's lots of information. So what I'd say, anyone listening, don't panic if there's something you're hearing and are really interested, because we will be going through it in some detail. We will be putting some links on our Facebook, social media, and so we'll provide you with that. So let's just carry on with this. We've got some more music for you, and what we'll do is, some of them are chosen specifically by Business Gateway team, so we'll be giving a shout out there as well. Phew, it's a long intro, but what I want to do now is I actually want to get in the meat of the first question, and it's just not the question actually, Keith, just a chat line on this. For you, what's the key thing for why you and I are here today, why Business Gateway is sponsoring Business Spotlight? What's the sort of key reason for this collaboration?
Yeah, in essence, Business Gateway exists to help and support business owners. It could be somebody that has a pre-start idea. They've got a business idea that they want to bring to fruition, but they don't know how to do that. It could be somebody that is in the process of setting up their own business and they want some support for some of the practical steps there. It could also be an existing business. It could be a business that's been trading for a while and wants to grow, or has hit a bit of a stumbling block, or has a specific issue. We're there to help and support in all of those situations.
Absolutely, and that's really important. So basically, just for you all to know, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. There is a plethora of help, information and training via various courses that can help you with your journey. So with that being the case, we're going to go into our first song. It's actually my choice, because I thought with your title, Keith, it just sort of wraps up really, doesn't it? Start Me Up, the Rolling Stones. Here we go. So we had in the introduction there that this is something new for us on Business Spotlight. We have Business Gateway through Keith Smith. And Keith, you'll be our regular co-presenter, really. You're more than a guest, hey?
I'm hopefully more than a guest, absolutely.
Well, if you're not careful, you'll become part of the furniture. Well, yeah, and so let's get straight into it. So I think there's a lot to cover, and I want to make sure we cover that. So, looking at the pathway, when we're talking about Business Gateway, can you just sort of walk me through, anyone who's never come across Business Gateway before, which I find hard to believe, but that being the case, what exactly is Business Gateway? You have touched on a bit, but just give me the key segments of that, please.
Yeah, certainly. The essentially, the support can come in a number of different ways. We have business advisors, of which I'm one. So one-to-one advice and support from an advisor. We also have a website, really good website, and lots of content online that folk can access, and they can obviously access that whenever they want, and in a way that they want to access that. We also offer face-to-face workshops. So here they mainly take place in Aberdeen. We do also run events elsewhere across Aberdeenshire. And there's also online webinars. So there's a bunch of webinars that we offer from a national point of view, that again you can reserve a place and access those too. So a number of different ways that people can access that support, or obviously a combination of all of those as well.
Absolutely, it's a great, what I call, business blanket, isn't it, really? So blanket being that it covers,
The aim really is that it's not an off the shelf solution.
Exactly,
it's whatever support people want in a form that works for them.
Absolutely. So, who can use Business Gateway?
Anybody. It's open to everybody. It's fully funded, so there's absolutely no cost at all to the user. There are one or two business sectors that we can't support. So, the sex industry, politics, religion, all of the fun stuff, I guess. But aside from that, any sector at all is very welcome to use our services.
Okay, well, that's good. So, guys, you're hearing here, guys and girls, basically, don't be put off. Don't think, well, I haven't got a business, because some of you might be thinking of doing something. Some of you might be coming through some form of redundancy, or you just want a change. You don't, you know, that's all fine. And because Business Gateway covers all ranges of different types of business, because they're looking at the business element, ask them. Don't assume it's not going to, just ask them. And we'll talk about that just now, because there will be a phone number as well. There's going to be an email. There's going to be a contact. There's various ways you can make that interaction. So if someone's at home now thinking, well, I actually have an idea, but I don't know where to start, what would they do?
Yeah, get in touch with us is the starting point. So they can phone us. We have a local phone number that is manned by real people, and it's manned 9 till 5 Monday to Friday. So that phone number is 01467 535353, and we'll repeat that number at the end of the program. They can email us, so we have an email address, aberdeen@bgateway.com. To be fair, our preferred method of contact is probably filling an online form. So again, yeah, you can obviously do that at your leisure. Give us a few details, and then we will then funnel that inquiry, and our guarantee is that we'll get back to you within 3 working days.
That's brilliant. So, and have a little nosy on that website. The website address is bgateway.com. So that's B, as in business, bgateway.com. All lowercase, all one word. Okay, let's get some music going here. I'm going to go for a Pink Floyd. Is that, do you like Pink Floyd?
I do, big fan.
We go. So I've gone for part two of another Brick in the Wall. There we go.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
on DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
From mountain to sea.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Have you ever dreamed of being on radio? Well, Mearns FM is looking for enthusiastic new volunteer presenters to join our fantastic team, and we want to hear from you. We are actively recruiting for weekday, drive time and evening presenters. No salary, no pressure, just the passion for great music, local radio and being part of your community. Full training and support provided. Come and join our welcoming team and volunteers who love what they do. Interested? Well, email your contact details to volunteers@mearnsfm.org.uk. Mearns FM, your local community radio station.
What's that sound?
A historic first comes to Aberdeen International Airport this November. In support of the Royal Marines community, serving personnel, veterans and their loved ones, you are invited to the first ever Royal Marines Hangar Ball. In association with Offshore Helicopter Services, the evening will take place right beside the runway within their operational aircraft hangar, transformed for one night only for a black tie ball like no other. An unforgettable evening featuring the musical excellence of the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines Scotland, with live performances, dining, dancing, aircraft and world-class entertainment. Saturday, the 28th of November, an evening of honour, an experience of distinction and a boarding pass to a night beyond compare. To join us, visit rmaball.co.uk. That's rmaball.co.uk.
Well, what can we say? We are talking pre-start and startup, because that is where business begins. At one point or another, everyone starts somewhere. So, Keith, where do we begin? And, well, what I'm thinking about are things like business planning, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, why is a business plan useful? Or is it useful? Let me be a bit provocative here.
It is absolutely useful. We would always encourage any business owner or prospective business owner to have a business plan. It's something we can help with. It's maybe a little bit intimidating for,
I'd say,
for, you know, pre-start folk. You've never done that type of thing before, but yeah, very much something we can help. We can help with. We can supply a template that helps you lay it out. So rather than looking at a blank piece of paper or a blank screen, it actually helps you to start getting your thoughts out and down on paper. We would always suggest to write the bits that come easiest first. So fill in what you can, fill in what you already know, and then go back to the bits that, you know, perhaps a little bit more challenging. And it's something that we help clients with as well. You know, very happy to receive business plans, you know, in whatever form or whatever state they're in. And yeah, you know, we'll happily review it, suggest some improvements. You know, maybe suggest some bits that you've not included or not thought about. So yeah, it's very much something that we will work on with the client. But yeah, we would always suggest that you have a business plan, and certainly at any point, if you're going to be looking for funding, if you're looking for, you know, introducing any type of capital into the business, etc. Anyone that is going to lend you money is going to want to see a business plan. So it's always good to have that, you know, from as early on as possible, really.
Well, it's useful to know. So just to restate something on there, guys, it does not have to be a huge, complex document. If anything, it really isn't that. So it's great that there's templates. It's great. You can hear that handheld there. And, and they'll help you the whole way. So part of that, though, let's look at... well, you know, the one that hisses, has a hissing response, financial projections. Da-da, said it. Well, it is a bit scary, to say the least, for a lot of people. And also, people don't like talking about money generally as well. That might sound like a very strange thing for me to say, but I see it a lot in business. When you ask someone for their figures, suddenly it's like sharp intake of breath. So... let's have a little talk around about what are financial projections actually telling you, without going into big accountancy stuff, just a heads up on it. And can Business Gateway help someone understand whether their idea is a financially viable one?
Yeah. Very simply, a financial projection is a Excel spreadsheet, and it's basically a track of what money you've got coming in and what money you've got going out. So all of your income, all of your turnover, and then all of your expenditure. So whether that is, you know, cost of materials, it could be leasing premises, it could be transport costs, whatever that might be, utility bills. And it's essentially just a track of money in, money out. It helps you understand whether you've got your pricing right. If you don't have enough money coming in, what are you going to do about that? It can help focus on costs, so where might you be able to reduce costs? And it's also a really good opportunity to see where the pinch points might be. So is there a point in the near future where you may need to add some capital to the business? So how are you going to do that? How do you need to go about that? Alongside your business plan, we would always recommend that clients have a financial projection. Again, it's something we can help them with. We have a template we can send out, and it's something that as a business advisor we would review with the client, and again just make sure that it's as robust as possible.
And also a heads up on that, and I give you a real example. So just today alone at 1:30 till 4:30 there's a bookkeeping in-person course at Business Gateway in Aberdeen. Now they run that fairly regularly. I see the bookkeeping course coming up regularly because obviously it's a high demand thing, it's a fundamental in a business. And what Keith has just said there, there's a handheld for you, there's a course on it. The other thing is coming up, I think it's September, Keith. My memory ain't the best since COVID, I must say, I've got that long COVID thing. But I did remember seeing a flash of, there we go, how to build a digital marketing plan. So it's Keith spoke about business plan, marketing plan. It's a component of that same foundation. And 1st of September, Thursday the 1st, it's an online webinar, 10 till 12. So just go to bgateway.com online. They've got there a section right at the top. It's very clear. It says webinars and events. And then on the left of that webpage, they've got filters. So you can put in your region, so you can put in Aberdeen, and you can put in Aberdeenshire. Why not? Because no one really minds going up into the city, do we? And just keep it open, because then you'll get the whole range of what they've got coming up, different events. And whether it's online or in person, you make the choice of which one suits you. Phew, another lot of information. Yeah, I still want to talk about legal structures. I want to talk about intellectual properties. So we're going to go into some music and we'll come back and we'll be doing some short, sharp responses on some of these to make sure we get it all in.
This is
that was a great song choice there, and it came from your side, Keith. Who was the excellent selection choice from?
That was chosen by Chris Muir, our big boss. So hopefully he's listening. If he's not listening, I want to know why.
Yes, Chris, we're not going to play it right again. But no, great song choice. Thank you for that. Well, let's get straight into this because I want a bit of a short, sharp here on covering a few aspects. Legal structures, really important, Keith. I have run a programme on this before, making direct reference actually to Business Gateway, because I actually went through your courses there. Give me how easy it is for someone to go straight into your website now. Where do they go? Let's assume, because we have a lot of them, let's assume it's a sole trader or what if you call that? Sole trader business. How do they get information? Or, let's do a search for a sole trader, shall we?
It's actually really straightforward. If you just go to our website, as you've already said, bgateway.com, there's a magnifying glass symbol at the top. So literally type in the search bar, sole trader, and it will. There's four links that it comes up with. So there's a guide, a 10-minute read to setting up as a sole trader or self-employed.
Okay.
There's an article about making tax digital for income tax, which probably still important but less relevant at this point. There's then another guide all about legal structures, so that covers off sole trader, partnership, private limited company, etc. And then there's then a fourth article about closing a business. So anyone typing in sole trader and wanting information about that, straight away there's two guides that they can read, which will hopefully give them all the information that they need.
Well, that's brilliant, because it's really important to know where you can get this stuff, especially if you're on concept point of shall I start a business, etc. And I like the fact it's got closing a business in there, because so many people have a business and run it to the ground where actually they could have made a really good informed decision to have closed that business at some point, because it's sort of fit reached its purpose. Anyway, that's a different conversation. So the other thing to do a quick heads up on is IP, intellectual property. Oh, that's a bugbear for a lot of people, hey? It's it just in the name of it is legalized, and it does frighten a lot of people, put people off, or assume it's going to be really expensive. Business Gateway, let's restate, is a paid for services, i.e. it will not cost you any money to dig a little deeper in some of these. So what's your thought on IP, just in a nutshell?
Intellectual property, essentially it's what rights you have protecting your goods, your services, a product that you've produced, essentially. So, and there's a lot of urban myths and a lot of kind of misunderstanding around intellectual property, but if you've developed an idea, if you've developed a product, there's maybe some sort of innovation involved, you've developed something that's new, you obviously want to protect that. You want to make sure that someone else isn't going to get hold of your idea or your product and develop it for themselves. So there's certain steps you can take in order to protect that from a legal point of view. Most folk are probably familiar with terms like trademark, that type of stuff. So that's something that we can give advice on. Again, whether that be written information, we don't have a IP expert in-house, but we do have folk within the business ecosystem that we can direct you to. So
brilliant.
It is very important to get that clarity on what's protected and what's not protected. It's also really important to do that as early as possible, because clearly what you don't want to be doing is developing your business idea and someone else has already got hold of that and is running with it.
Okay, so there you go. You don't need to arrive at Business Gateway knowing all the answers. That is part of what the advisors are there for. That's part of what all these resources are that we've made reference to. Right, Keith, would you like to introduce the next song?
I would love to. This was suggested by my boss, Debbie McKenzie. Again, if you're not listening, Debbie, I'm disappointed.
I'm sure she is.
So this is by a band that I know Debbie loves and I've got an awful lot of time for as well. It's called Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
And today's all about helping local businesses thrive. And we're keeping the energy up with some great feel-good tracks. I don't know about you out there listening, but I think some of these people at Business Gateway got some really good taste, don't you? Oh, I do. Sunday nights are made for slowing down, so why not join us in the lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith? It's jazz, it's blues, it's the stories, the sounds and the artists that have shaped them, from the legends who created the music to the exciting voices carrying it forward. Join Ian and Maxine, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, every Sunday night from 7 till 9pm, right here on Merns FM. It's 2 hours of great music, fascinating journeys and a showcase of jazz and blues with a difference. In the Lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sunday nights, 7 till 9pm, here on Merns FM. Well, welcome back after that short break there. That was it Debbie McKenzie that chose that?
That was Debbie's choice.
And who was the first, Chris?
The previous choice was Chris Muir.
Yeah, well done, guys. Good choices there. You can pick songs for us on Mint FM any day. Well, you know, Keith, there's something quite reassuring about knowing that you don't have to navigate the whole business journey by yourself. Okay, that in itself is a daunting journey. And really is... one of the things for me is just, as we're discovering this morning, Business Gateway isn't simply about handing someone a leaflet. It's absolutely nothing about that, actually. It's not a leaflet, wishing luck and off you go. Absolutely not. You're holding their hand the whole way through. You're actually giving information from business experts themselves in multi-choices, i.e. in person, on site. You've also got one-on-one. So we'll talk about that. Get that in before we close the programme today about business advisors. But growing an existing business, I really want to catch this one. Now, let's say I've already got a business. Now what? You know, let's turn that around. I'm already running my business. Maybe I've been doing it for a few years. Is Business Gateway still there for me? And if they are, how?
Yeah, absolutely they are. There is a bit of a myth that we only work with startups. So it's great to have the opportunity to kind of disprove that, to be fair. You know, we are very much here for businesses at any point in their duration, and we do a lot of work in terms of supporting businesses to grow. So, you know, we will sit down with the business owner, we'll discuss where they're at, what they're plans are for growth, which direction they want to move into. It could be a bit of diversification, it could be looking to take on premises in order to expand, it could be employing for the first time maybe. They're all areas that we can support in. Sometimes that will be through the business advisor, it could be attending a workshop. We've got a very popular workshop that we run called Becoming an Employer. So that essentially walks the business owner through the process of employing for the first time if they've never done it before. So that workshop is taken by our HR consultant, and we tend to run it probably every few weeks, I guess. Essentially it's takes you through everything you need to know about that subject.
No, it's really important.
It can be quite daunting, if you've never done that before. It's a big responsibility taking on an employer. So the next running of that workshop is the 8th of September. Takes place in Woodhill House in Aberdeen. So again, anyone out there that is in that position, please go online, register a spot on that workshop. It's completely free to attend. We'll very much help you navigate that process.
Absolutely, that's great information there. And also, let's touch on including on that when we're talking about growing businesses, marketing, because sometimes business get a little bit stuck in the mud, don't they? And marketing is a really nice way of rejuvenating a business, and you've got some great courses. And I'm not biased here, I'm saying it because I've actually attended a few of them, and so I've seen the value myself firsthand. I'm very much a person that if I'm going to shout out about something, it's because I've had firsthand experience of it. So you can take that one as said, for sure. So also that whole IT development is, again, it's a bit of a quagmire for someone if they're not like geeky in any way. So again, your people are in the industry, aren't they? That this is what they do in their day jobs.
Yeah.
So it's really it's not just real knowledge, it's up-to-date knowledge.
Very much so. So, you know, clients will come to us and, you know, it might be they want to develop a website for the first time, or, you know, they've got a website but it's not working that well. So again, you know, what can they do in order to fix that, improve that, etc. So again, that's quite a common ask from our perspective, and yeah, that's something that we're, you know, very much support business owners with.
You know, that website thing is really important for me, but what I'm always surprised at is how many businesses will do the website one time and that's it. They've got a website and that's it. That information gets stayed so quickly. You need to refresh it. It's like going to work every day with the same suit on, never changing it. Yeah? You would change it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, very much so. And it's also, a website is often the first impression that a prospective customer would have of that business. Mm. So, you know, it's very much your way of selling your business to the public. Mm. So, you know, you need that website to, you know, be up to date, to be accurate, to be interesting, to be easy to navigate.
And represent the changes that you've had in your businesses over the year, So, you know, it's a refresh,
Very much so.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go into another song. We're actually going to do a bit of a tribute here. Keith and I was having a little chat offline earlier about the amazing, iconic, absolutely wonderful Dolly Parton, and what a huge loss she now represents for the world, actually, because this woman was a philanthropist as well as an amazing, talented artist. Keith, what's a song you wanted me to play for you today for Dolly?
It's a song that she did with Kenny Rogers, and it's called Islands in the Stream.
Perfect.
Tender love is blind.
Dolly, what can we say? She's gone to join her husband, Carl Thomas Dean, I'm sure, as he only passed, what, March last year. Nearly 60 years married them to her. That's a perfect example of a great union. Well, thanks for that choice there. Great choice there, Keith, on song. Right. We are going straight into the last segment of the first of many Business Gateways with Moons FM on Business Spotlight. We can talk about the actual support, Keith. Important section, because we need people to know they have got support and how it comes. There's business advisors. Sorry, guys, if you can hear a little bit of background noise, we have got some gardening going on outside the studio, so it's just a soundscape of sorts. Business advisors, Keith.
Yeah, we've got a team of business advisors based in Aberdeen. We cover Aberdeen City and Aberdeen Shire, and there's a team of us that essentially work across City and Shire to support all businesses of all shapes, sizes. So, yeah, a team of us, we offer face-to-face support. So, you know, we can meet, happy to either meet in our office, or we can come out and meet nearer to you, meet for a coffee, have a chat, have a conversation. We can do it by phone, we can do it by email, we can do it by Teams. So, again, you know, whatever's right for the client is what we aim to provide. So yeah, very, very flexible service, and yeah, hopefully,
I think it covers a lot, Keith, really, doesn't it? Because you've got one-to-one guidance, understanding the individual business with that, direct, tailored as well. It's not one size suits all, and you've got the support appropriate stage through everything you've mentioned before as well, with the courses and other things. You've got online content.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a wealth of content on our website. So we mentioned a couple of areas earlier. So the website is bgateway.com, and there's loads of written content on there. There's loads of guides. So yeah, lots of content on there, and obviously that can be accessed at the client's leisure. So yeah, whatever spare time they might have.
Brilliant. And you've also got face-to-face workshops.
We run workshops in Aberdeen. So most of them take place at Woodhill House, which is our offices. But yeah, we run workshops there. Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. So primarily aimed at startup businesses, mm-hmm. not exclusively, but most of them are aimed at startup businesses. So yeah, face-to-face workshops, and there is then the opportunity to, you know, ask questions of our advisors. Exactly. as you go through those workshops.
Yeah, and then you've got online webinars, so anyone who perhaps can't get to, because these are busy people, we are, aren't we, so can't get there, if it's out of the area, it doesn't matter, for the online webinars are available at your fingertips.
Correct, yeah. So the online webinars are basically an online version of the face-to-face workshops. So
perfect.
If you can't make it for whatever reason, there's the online option there too.
So very importantly, it's not necessarily one single way of accessing support here. There's a whole range. You can use any one of those routes that Keith has so nicely articulated for us. Well, we've got a short window now to just get some final words in there. Let's just look at how people can contact you, Keith. Let's go through that again.
Yeah, perfect. So the phone number to contact us on, 01467 535353, and just a reminder, that's answered by real people, which isn't that common in this day and age. So you can give us a call on that. There's an email address, aberdeen@bgateway.com, so you can ping us an email, or again go to the website and complete an online form. Just need to share with us a few details, and again, one of our team of advisors will get back to you within 3 working days.
That's brilliant. Right, Keith, you're in a hot seat right now, because I'm going to put you through some quick fire scenarios. I want you to tell me whether Business Gateway can help on them. Okay, scenario one, I've got a business idea, but I haven't sorted anything yet. Where would I go?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we can start with, or we can help support with, sorry. And yeah, we get a lot of questions at that stage. So pre-start support is something that we give lots of. And again, that can be from an advisor. There's content online. There's workshops to help support with that.
Brilliant.
So absolutely, we can help with that.
Okay. 2. I've started trading, but I'm struggling to understand my finances. Can you help me?
Again, a common ask, to be fair. Lots of business owners seem to have a little bit of a hang-up with regards to finances. So that's something we can help with. We can review existing financial projections. We can help you come up with a financial projection if you don't have one. We can help you interrogate what information you've got.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, we can a bit of hand-holding and help walk you through that.
Okay. My business has outgrown my current premises. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, I think what we do in that scenario is just understand what it is the business owner is trying to achieve. So, you know, it could be, you know, take on premises for the first time. It could be take on bigger premises. You know, there could be an employment opportunity there. So, yeah, whatever the outcome, whatever the direction the business owner wants to go in, that's something we can help with.
Brilliant. And then finally on this, I got a business, but I feel I've hit a wall. I don't know what next step is. What do I do?
Yeah, again, I would encourage you to have a chat with us. So, you know, get in contact with us. Yeah, we can have a conversation about, you know, where the business is, what it does, what things you've maybe tried in the past to grow it that, you know, perhaps hasn't worked. Have a chat about what options there are.
So, Keith, if someone's listening to this morning, they've heard something during this past hour and think, actually, that's me, what would you advise them to do next?
Get in contact with us. Absolutely. It's simple as that. So, you know, give us a ring, ping us an email, fill in an online form. Let's have a chat. Find out what your position is, and yeah, we can whatever the situation, we can help with that.
I think for me it's so important, and then those of our regular Business Spotlight listeners will know that I've sung the sheets on this before, the song sheet. Business Gateway is there to help businesses grow. It's actually what they're in existence for. They're in existence to strengthen and support and inform the local economy in the area, and make use of it, guys. It's there for a reason, and you know, if we don't use these things, what's the saying? If you don't use it, you lose it. So yeah, let's just bear that in mind. Well, Keith, this is the first of many. It's a collaboration that we plan to spend and build up over the next few months, which is great. So please, what I would ask, it's a call to action. Let us have your questions. So send that in. It's business-email@mernsfm.co.org.uk. I'll put that on the social medias for you. Right, playing out with the last minute of a song, and that's it. Thanks for your company, Keith. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Maxine. Great to be on. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
On DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
Oh, yeah, baby.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107, and on your smart speaker. This is Mearns FM News.